Welcome to the Sage HMS podcast series. Today we're speaking with Dr. Catherine Gray, president and founder of Sage HMS, about how her organization is providing comments on the new ONC proposed information blocking rule, as well as how Epic's App Orchard is helping with breaking down today's health data interoperability barriers, and much more. And how are you doing today, Catherine?
Just fine, thank you.
Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. And let's jump in. So before we talk about the ONC's proposed information blocking rule, if you don't mind, just remind our listeners about Sage HMS and RADWISE and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, I don't want to get carried away, but I will kind of share a few things with you. First of all, Sage Health Management Solutions, or we refer to it as Sage HMS, is a health information technology company that's focused on both what we call prescriptive and predictive analytics. The prescriptive part is when we suggest what people do, and the predictive is when we look at data and then we figure out what might be useful to make recommendations about. In specific, we have a tool called RADWISE, which is a tool for clinical decision support, and that allows providers to take, who especially those who are taking risk, to figure out and make the best clinical decision as well as the best business decision for what kind of imaging to use. Currently, RADWISE has the most robust clinical content and is the most user-friendly of the various interfaces when compared to what research has told us that providers want when they are using clinical decision support. However, we have a second product, SageOX, and that uses natural language processing to characterize from the imaging reports or narratives what the proper follow-up should be and also what the ordering provider may need to do more investigation about. SageOX will greatly assist in the communications of the findings to the ordering provider, as well as help with risk management and provide that predictive analytics so that we learn over time what it is that should be the recommendations. It also offers to us what's called big data, and with that, you can learn to manage and predict ways to improve care throughout the workflow in the healthcare organization. And it also, as I said, provides proper communications of the findings back to the ordering doctor and makes it much easier for them to utilize the information rather than just the text. So it's actually giving them key indicators to pay attention to. And then, in general, we also try to meet our customers' needs by doing consulting and helping integrate with EHRs using the standard tools that are available, as well as providing additional information, things for patient engagement and radiation exposure for tracking and outcomes reporting.
That's great. Appreciate that overview there. A lot of great stuff going on that you all provide there. And I'm going to shift a little bit here. So before we talk about the comments that you all provided or in the process of providing, if you don't mind, give our listeners a kind of a high level overview of the information blocking issue that the ONC is trying to address.
The Office of the National Coordinator, or ONC, is focused on interoperability, which means that there are various healthcare applications or software programs that are out there should be able to talk to each other or exchange information in a secure fashion. And when certain vendors don't either build their technology to achieve this or permit others to build an interface or integration to exchange the information in a secure manner, that is called blocking.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine, so much for those insights. So I know you all are in the process of developing comments to the ONC. It's an open comment period right now. And if you don't mind, please share some of the feedback and insights that you're providing to them.
We agree that healthcare information technology marketplace should be open and that vendors should be cooperative and they should be coming up with common standards to easily achieve the interoperability goal that ONC has. However, there are also ways to block that are related to business processes, such as exclusive agreements or selling against other vendors that form barriers to give the market competitive choices where innovation can increase and where prices can either remain stable or decrease over time because of the competition. So we are very supportive of the work that ONC is doing and their efforts to stop the blocking.
That's great. And I believe you are also addressed in there a little bit about the third-party clinical decision support part of it, and would love to hear more about that.
Sure. We also support the clinical decision support efforts of ONC, and that is to provide proper evidence-based processes to assure the appropriateness of whatever is recommended. We also anticipate that there will be more clinical decision support for other areas such as laboratory in the future. As healthcare gets more and more complex, and as science continues to refine how to practice medicine based on such things as precision medicine, which is genetics, or other sophisticated and complicated issues with different diagnoses. In effect, it's just too much for people to keep in their heads. So we need supporting tools, and clinical decision support is that big category that will help providers know what to do given certain circumstances for a patient.
That's great. And let's shift a little bit too, because I know in 2018, we announced that RadWise was available through the Epic App Orchard. And I know you and I have discussed this before, separate from this podcast, about how the Epic App Orchard actually helps with regards to today's interoperability challenges. And would love to hear more about that.
Sure. In our experience, Epic's App Orchard is the kind of broad and vendor accessible tool that we believe best addresses interoperability as it has been defined by the Office of the National Coordinator. This is where the tool, the App Orchard site for that matter, has people, different vendors listed, and those are compliant with Epic's EHR. They do have anybody who's going to be on their App Orchard go through a process to get on there, but the kinds of things they are asking for are not insurmountable and they are not barriers. They are reasonable requests to assure standardization, that the tools are all secure and work together, and that there's quality among the vendors on the App Orchard site. So we have been very appreciative of Epic's stance on this kind of interoperability and believe that is what other vendors in the marketplace should be doing.
That's great. And if you could, I don't know, look into a crystal ball, if you might have one on your desk, what do you think the future holds when it comes to health data exchange, and will information blocking eventually be a thing of the past?
We certainly are hoping that blocking will be conquered, but since that it can be either technical, which is what most people have worried about in terms of focusing on, you know, stopping people from blocking is the technical side. But what I also believe is equally important are those business barriers. It's like creating a monopoly. It's very hard to, you know, stop that without some greater power, such as the government, you know, breaking up monopolies. So we are concerned that there will be a big need for enforcement action on the part of the Office of the National Coordinator to really achieve the interoperability goal that they are looking for. We believe that in the goal, and we believe patients will do better, quality will be better, costs will go down, but we are not there yet.
Yeah, interesting. Catherine, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. And before we sign off today, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, I just want to end on a hopeful note, is that we are finding in the healthcare industry, as more younger workers join in the healthcare workforce, these people have grown up with the concept of being able to access information easily. And they've grown up with the age of smartphones, so they are used to using the technology. And as their voices get added to the fray, we hope that the vendors will be forced to provide the true interoperability that's been envisioned by the Office of the National Coordinator.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Sage HMS podcast interview with Dr. Catherine Gray, president and founder of Sage HMS. And as you heard, she was kind enough to share her insights into some of the comments that her organization is providing to the ONC when it comes to the proposed information blocking rule. We also talked about Epic's App Orchard and the future of health data exchange. And Catherine, as always, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Glad to do it.